the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma la ajidu li dhunubi ghafira wa la li qabaihi satira wa la li shay'in min 'amali al-qabih bil hasan mubaddilan ghayrak la ilaha illa ant subhanaka wa bihamdik zalamtu nafsi zalamtu. Brothers and sisters, as you have been with us, we were talking about this part of Kumail's supplication, where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka wa bihamdik. There is no deity but you, glory be to you, yours is the praise. We said that this is the best possible and the most appropriate place where these words can be uttered by the servant. Now that the servant is aware of the fact that how destitute he is, now that he is aware that the Almighty Allah is the only one who can conceal his wicked acts, who can forgive him, and he is the only one who can transform the wicked acts into good ones, he says, there is no deity but you, glory be to you, and yours is the praise. This is what we called tahleel, and after that, subhanaka, tasbih, and then, wa bihamdik, tahmid. So, the servant who sincerely utters tahleel and practically denies any other deity except Allah would certainly and will definitely obey the Almighty Allah and His orders, and he will obey no one else. Such a servant is preparing the cost of paradise while placing himself in the secure fort of the compassionate. This is exactly what has been narrated from the infallible imams. Imam Ridha alayhi salam has narrated from his noble ancestors, who have narrated from the Messenger of Allah, who cited from the Almighty, La ilaha illallah hisni, tawheed, unity of Allah. The phrase, there is no deity but Allah, is my fort. فَمَنْ دَخَلَ حِسْنِي أَمِنَ مِنْ عَذَابِي. Whosoever comes to my fort would be secure from my chastisement. This means the one who believes in this term, the one who practically and sincerely utters tahleel, will be in my fortress and I will secure him from the chastisement of hereafter.
I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. O Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, Your authority is manifest. Your might is victorious and subduing. And your power is prevalent throughout. And it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you. Glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul. I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
In this case, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, مَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ عَلَيْهِ بِالتَّوْحِيدِ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. He says, the reward of one to whom Allah has granted the blessing of Tawheed is nothing but paradise. So in fact, when the servant is sincerely uttering Tahleel, when the servant is wholeheartedly, practically denying any other deity except Allah, he is paying the price, he's preparing himself for the cost of paradise, and he will get that. مَنْ مَاتَ وَهُوَ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ حَقٌ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. These are the words of our infallibles. The one who dies while he knows that Allah is indeed the truth would enter paradise. So, tahleel, kalimatu la ilaha illallah, is the cost of paradise. Imam Ridha alayhi salam says, قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ ثَمَنُ الْجَنَّةِ. The cost of paradise is the sincere uttering of there is no deity but Allah. And he, moreover, has said, مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ مُخْلِسًا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Of course, you can see that throughout all of the narrations, this ikhlas, this sincerity, has been mentioned explicitly or implicitly. In this case, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, the one who confesses to the unity of Allah sincerely would enter paradise. وَإِخْلَاسُهُ, and then he alayhi salam moves on to say, إِخْلَاسُهُ أَن تَحْجِزَهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ أَمَّا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And his sincerity is known when he is taken away from what Almighty Allah has declared unlawful. This means that if he is sincere in these words, he will keep himself away from the unlawful things the Almighty Allah has said. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah, don't let me go astray, 'cause I